This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
So the insanity of the left has just taken another leap into the realm of the completely absurd, with ESPN now pulling a sports announcer off of a college football game because, and he's Asian American, by the way, because his name is Robert Lee. Yeah, Robert Lee. Might sound kind of similar to Robert E. Lee, the Virginian Civil War general, who was originally a general of the North, but then when the North invaded Virginia, Robert E. Lee decided to, now he wasn't going to kill his own neighbors, right? His own countrymen in Virginia. So he joined the South at that point and fought for Virginia against Northern aggression, as it was known by Virginians. So now if you simply have the name Lee, which, by the way, about 100 million Chinese people have, it's an extremely common last name. Lots of Lees all over the world, in China, in the United States, across Europe. Apparently now, if your last name is Lee, you're also a racist. You're a Nazi. You're a neo-Nazi KKK supporter now, according to the deranged lunatic left that has essentially unleashed its war on logic and reason. I mean, the left is going so totally insane, completely unhinged, that now they're coming after Asian Americans. Now, this isn't a hoax. ESPN has actually issued a statement about this, not apologizing for it, but regretting the fact that people on the internet have made this an issue, that they pulled him off the game because they didn't want to trigger people who might find the name Robert Lee offensive. Oh, yes. Now, of course, had this Chinese guy been named something like Mohammed Hussein Obama, he would have been celebrated as a hero. So the fact that his parents gave him the name Robert and he was born as a Lee now means he can be vilified by the left as well. He can have his career wrecked. He can be fired. He can be ostracized. He can be hated upon. Even though he's not white, he's not Southern, he didn't participate in the Civil War, and neither did any of the enraged left-wing nut jobs who are running around defacing all of these statues. None of them were slaves. None of them were in the Civil War. None of them have been subjected to having to sit at the back of the bus or drink from separate water fountains or any of the stuff that the civil rights movement fought against in the 1960s. Yeah, civil rights won, by the way, in case you didn't notice. You don't walk into like an airplane, there's not a sign that says whites only this section and colored people only this other section. Doesn't work that way anymore because the civil rights war has been fought and won. But now the deranged lunatic left believes that they have to keep fighting that war forever and ever, and that now Asian people can apparently be considered racist haters, and Asian people, now Asian people, even though they don't have white skin, because of course white is the demon skin in today's social justice society, even though they don't have white skin, they have the last name Lee, which of course is in common with Robert E. Lee, the evil history figure whose statues must be dismantled, alongside the statues of Abraham Lincoln, by the way, which are also being defaced. And they're also defacing statues of Christopher Columbus, who was, of course, the first undocumented immigrant from Spain. So Christopher Columbus statues are being defaced, as well as Abraham Lincoln, who accomplished the emancipation, freed the slaves. His statues are being defaced. And now Asian American college football announcers are being vilified and ostracized because they have the name Robert E. Lee. And this is on top of white gay couples now being vilified for being white because their gayness is not enough to overcome their whiteness. Now, according to the left, attacks on white people for being gay with statements like, how can you dare say you're part of the LGBT community? You're white. Well, they happen to be gay. And in case you didn't know, the G in LGBT stands for gay. Yes, yes, indeed. But today, being gay is not enough. If you're white, it overcomes your gayness. The whiteness to gayness ratio is out of balance, according to the deranged lunatic left. And if that ratio rises above, let's say, 1.0, then you are vilified and ostracized and maybe punched in the mouth by enraged lunatic left-wing lynch mobs who have become the majoritarian mobs of our society, just bouncing around from event to event, wreaking total havoc and violence in a mindless zombie kind of way, attacking Trump supporters, attacking heterosexuals, because God forbid if a man has sex with a woman, oh my God, that's offensive to the left at this point. Attacking now Asian Americans for having the last name Lee, attacking Christians, of course, and attacking men just for being men. There's now a $75 fine on the LA Transit Authority for so-called man-spreading, which is when you sit in a seat as a man and you don't hold your knees together. You allow your hips to have a non-parallel angle, which is called man-spreading. Now you're punished for being, for having male anatomy. So this is what the left has come to today. The unhinged, insane lunacy of the left has reached a whole new height. And rest assured that one day they will find a reason to come for you, too. You who are listening to this today. And by the way, thank you for listening. You can find more uncensored commentary at healthrangerreport.com if you dare, if we're not censored off the internet, because of course, any of this kind of common sense commentary, oh, the emperor has no clothes, you will be censored by Google, censored by Facebook, censored by YouTube, Twitter, everybody else, GoDaddy, you name it. You'll be censored off the internet for telling the truth and stating the obvious. Because an Asian American named Robert Lee is not a Southern war general. He's not a racist neo-Nazi, but the left in America today is too effing stupid to tell the difference. they now you don't even have to have white skin to be a Southern Civil War racist. You can just be an Asian American who was given the name Robert by your parents and you happen to come from the Lee family. So makes me wonder where they're going next. I mean, Maxine Waters said that Ben Carson was a white nationalist. I mean, he's African American. I mean, where does this go next? Are they going to run around the country defacing the statues of Martin Luther King Jr.? Is that every historical statue is now evil in the minds of the left? Where will they stop? And the answer is they will stop at nowhere until we stop them. The left has become a danger to democracy, a danger to reason, a danger to history, a danger to human civilization, a danger to everything that you hold dear. They are the single greatest threat to this society. It is their lunacy and lack of logic and reason and their unhinged, irrational anger tied with their historical illiteracy or their history illiteracy that will lead this country to a kind of cultural revolution of the radical left, such as Mao Zedong's cultural revolution in China, which saw the mass murder of academics and anyone who had reason. So soon, that's what's going to be called for, probably, on the left. They'll run around the country on a day of unleashing to mass murder people, drag people out of their homes in cities all across the country, and beat Trump supporters to death with pipes on their skulls. This is what the left desires. This is what they are calling for. They're openly calling for the execution of Donald Trump. They're openly calling for the mass murder of Trump supporters. They are openly calling for genocide against whites. And the mainstream media is all in favor of this. Yahoo News and CNN have both openly endorsed Antifa, which is a radical left-wing terrorist lynch mob organization that is aligned with groups that have downloadable documents and how-to guides on how to bomb buildings and how to torture your political enemies. This is all endorsed by CNN now, which has become a journo-terrorist organization an enemy of America, an enemy of law, of civility, of reason. This is the complete overthrow of civilization that we're talking about now that's being plotted and carried out by the left with funding, of course, from George Soros, who has pulled off the same shenanigans in other countries across Europe, attempting to have Western civilization overthrown because he is an evil Satanist who should, of course, be arrested with an international arrest warrant under Interpol or something like that. But we can only hope that that day comes. Until then, we must all suffer under the insanity and the hate and the delusions of the radical left that is now coming for everyone that they don't like. So if you are Chinese, if you're Asian American, and your last name is Lee, you better hope your parents didn't give you the name Robert, because now all of a sudden you're going to find yourself in the camp of neo-Nazi racist Southern Civil War slave plantation owners / supporters, and you too will be vilified. Your career will be wrecked. You will be ostracized. You will be punched in the mouth. You, having done nothing wrong, having done nothing at all, you will be vilified by the intolerant left because of the name that you were given. So I love how the left keeps expanding its list of which groups to hate. The hate of the left is completely out of control, and it knows no bounds whatsoever. There's apparently a very big supply of hate on the left, and not enough logistics targets to apply that hate to, so they have to keep searching out new targets. I mean, it's not enough for them to just hate Trump supporters and hate white people and hate Christians and hate pizza parlors that won't cater pizza to gay weddings, as if any gay couple wanted pizza at their wedding anyway. They're more sophisticated than that. In case you don't know any gay couples, I can confirm that most gay couples are very sophisticated, intelligent people. They would never cater their weddings with pizza, by the way, in case you didn't know. It's just the whole idea is totally insane. So all these groups are now hated by the left, and there's apparently even more hate yet to go around. So sooner or later, the hate will come to your doorstep. Sooner or later, they will hate you for the color of your skin or the name that you were given or something that your ancestors did. And sooner or later, you too will be vilified, because the whole point of the majoritarian lynch mob is to destroy. It is to destroy culture, to destroy history, to destroy sanity, destroy logic, destroy reason, destroy America, to destroy democracy, destroy the republic. Their entire goal is absolute destruction. And then, of course, after the destruction is completed, they will replace everything with their left-wing totalitarian communist mobs. They want a totalitarian society where they control everything, and they run the White House. There are no more elections. There's no more free speech. The First Amendment will be outlawed. The Second Amendment will be outlawed. And then they will claim they have finally achieved peace in our time. Yes, yes, this is the new enraged, insane, delusional mob mentality of the left. This is where it's all going. So thank God there is a growing backlash against these idiots, because ESPN has gone total libtard, by the way. ESPN is run by liberal morons and politically correct totalitarians. And that's why even they have now begun discriminating against Asian Americans who have the wrong last name. That's what it's come to, people. I can't make this stuff up. I can't even believe that I'm living in a society like this. It's like it's ripped right out of the onion. It's like it's a madhouse. How did it get to this? Seriously, how did people lose their minds? I mean, I've done some other podcasts on that. I've talked about the heavy metals contamination. I've talked about the pesticide contamination. I've talked about all these contaminants that are altering brains and suppressing cognitive function and so on. I have done some talking about that, so I do have some idea of it, but I never believed I would live to see it go this totally insane. I mean, the levels of insanity that have now been achieved by the left are not just legendary, but incredibly, of course, dangerous. And it's like, where is this going? If you don't stop it, If you don't stop it, it's going to go, I mean, they're going to overrun everything. They're going to overrun logic, reason, history, civilization, law, government, democracy, everything. They're going to overrun everything. It is a left-wing mob of insane lunatics that is now dominating our society. So I say stand up to them at every opportunity. Stop these idiots, these morons, these libtards. Stop them. Do not try to appease them. Do not give in. Do not surrender to their demands for conformity and obedience, because they are truly, truly insane. And that's the truth that will continue to get me censored and banned everywhere on the internet for merely stating the obvious, that Asian Americans named Robert Lee should not be discriminated against. Yes, that is now an evil thing to state in this insane society, but I will not give in to the insanity, because I know it's temporary, by the way. If you want to hear a personal note on this, I know it's temporary. I am not going to go down in history as somebody who surrendered to the insanity of the left. I'm holding the line. I'm standing up for rationality, for reason. I'm standing for civility, for law and order. I'm standing for truth. I'm standing for our republic is the best way to say it. I'm standing for the Constitution. I am standing for this society and not giving in to the insane, deranged demands of the lunatic left that has become an unhinged mob of just what a zombie mob. They're zombies at this point. They are mindless and out of control. Thank you for joining me today. You can catch more of my work at liberalmob.com. And let's see, what will be another good website for you to check out? Civilwar.news is kind of interesting. And I think we have, what do we have? Just visit my main website, naturalnews.com, for more commentary every day while we work through this insane time and wait for the eclipse of rationality to pass so that sanity can be restored in our society. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.